Good morning. My name is Cindy Clark, and I'm the acting interim. Thank you. I'm the acting interim executive director of AWID, and it's my great honor to welcome you all here on behalf of the AWID staff. Geeta and Lydia have spoken to why the power of movements is such an important conversation for us to be having at this particular moment in time. The fact that all of you are in this room today is really a testament to that. I want to tell you a little bit more about what you can expect from the days ahead, who's here, and some ideas for getting the most out of this space. What are we trying to accomplish here? Many different individuals and organizations bring their agendas and aspirations to this forum, and AWID takes the responsibility of organizing this space very seriously. Under the guidance of our International Planning Committee, which is made up of 31 women from 21 different countries, we've tried to shape this forum around the following goals, although I know that you all bring your own goals and plans into this space as well, and there are many more. For one, we want to contribute to building greater shared understanding of how we can strengthen our movements. Why is this important? As Geeta and Lydia have amply said, it's because we believe that movements, that the collective, organized power of women and their allies, is crucial for realizing women's rights. We also know that feminist and women's movements are tremendously diverse, and there's much to learn from those varied experiences, as well as from the experiences of other social movements. We also want to come away with some ideas for how we might overcome some of the fragmentation within women's movements, pushing ourselves to think, to rethink how we link across sectors, issues, and identities. We hope to identify elements of a shared political agenda, and this relates to the point about fragmentation, in that it proposes that we can find common ground in our visions of the changes we're trying to achieve in the world, that is, the transformation of the structures and relations of power shaping inequality. Can this vision, this broad political agenda, be a common platform from which we build solidarity across the many issues on which we work? We, of course, want to come away from here with expanded strategic alliances, including stronger relationships with existing allies and new relationships across movements and differences. We also want to generate insights into effective ways of working multigenerationally that value contributions of activists of all ages and ensure visibility and engagement of young women. As you see women around the forum with the pink scarf, I encourage you to speak with them about working multigenerationally. We also want to come away with a renewed sense of energy and inspiration. And on that point, there's not much more to say than look around you. And the energy in this room is amazing and inspiring. So how do we hope to achieve these goals? As Lydia said, this is really a collective process, and the results will depend on each of us. Ultimately, the insights, the knowledge that is constructed here, is only possible thanks to what every one of us brings and offers into this space. We'll have a rich diversity of voices in the plenaries, as well as in the sessions, as you've no doubt seen in the program book. The plenaries aim to provoke and stimulate, to spark ideas. Today we'll hear some critiques and insights of movement experiences that will push us all to think about our own organizing. Tomorrow's plenary will reflect on some of the internal challenges and dynamics in our movements that need to shift. Sunday will be a conversation around the strategies women are using to organize, even in very adverse contexts. And finally, we'll come together to close the forum with some reflections on the plenary on what we've heard and learned and what this tells us about the future of movements. The sessions will expose us to a dizzying array of experiences and ideas. The most common complaint that we get about the forum is that there's just too much going on, but at the same time, there's overwhelming demand and interest and very much to share. We received over 1,000 proposals this year for only 160 session spaces. On this point, I strongly encourage you to attend at least one session that would appear to have little to do with your routine work. Whether it's on a different issue or from a different region, I've often heard from participants that those are the sessions that they find most valuable. You can read in your program about the many other activities going on, but I just want to make a special mention of some of the materials that you received prior to coming here, which is a paper titled Changing Their World, Concepts and Practices of Women's Movements by Srilata Batliwala with AWID's Building Feminist Movements and Organizations Initiative. We're going to have copies of that document just outside the plenary room as you leave. They're available in English, Spanish, and French. And you can also find it on the CD in your conference bags, along with 10 case studies from various women's movements around the world. The paper's in no way meant to be a definitive answer to questions around movements, but we hope it'll be a useful input for the conversations that we'll be having over the next 4 days and into the future. So who's here today? Who are we sharing these conversations with? The forum is bringing together a diverse mix of activists, scholars, policymakers, community organizers, donors, and others who come from various sectors and movements, working in their communities, countries, and internationally. This space is about respecting, valuing, and appreciating this rich diversity of perspectives and experiences. This is the largest AWID forum in our history, with a total of almost 2,200 women registered. We're still seeing who's shown up to get the final numbers, and we can let you know on Monday. But from right now, I can tell you that of those registered, 43% are from sub-Saharan Africa, including 11% from South Africa. We have about 10% each from North America, Latin America and the Caribbean, and Western Europe. 6% from South Asia, and another 6% from East and Southeast Asia. 6% from the Middle East and North Africa. 5% from Central and Eastern Europe and the Commonwealth of Independent States. And I want to call out for the 3% of women from the Pacific. There's about 50 women from the Pacific here who have made an incredible effort to get here and are incredibly organized, and I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot of them in the forum. We also have 144 different countries represented, which is also a record for us. And 20% of the women who've registered are under the age of 30. So while we celebrate these amazing numbers and the fact that so many of us have come together, we also know that not everyone who wanted to be here could be here with us. Whether for travel problems, family issues, or visa problems, there were many who could not be with us today who had planned to travel. But also for the first time, space limitations have meant that we actually had to close registration for the forum. We had to turn away women in the last few weeks who were interested in participating. Last year, our planning committee made a conscious decision about not growing the forum beyond 2,000 participants in the belief that we would lose something in the quality of the discussions and connections. But our current situation raises important questions that were not so apparent in the past. If the demand is this strong, what more do we need to do to build and facilitate an inclusive space? What does that mean for how these processes are planned and structured, given resource and space limitations? We've always gotten useful feedback from forum participants that has helped us improve along the way, and we're counting on your feedback again through this forum to help us continue to learn from this experience. Finally, I just want to recognize and appreciate the investment that each of you has made in coming here. You've left homes and loved ones. You've taken many days away from work and routine. I know you'll have piles of emails when you go home. Let us not then take this moment, this coming together, lightly. There are far too few opportunities such as this. Thank you for joining us at this forum and for joining in what we hope will be a tremendous celebration, a celebration of the power of every one of us in this room to work for a different world. One that will be better, more just, more peaceful, and where women's rights will be a reality. Thank you.